You are now listening to WBPPR, Big Pretty Pirate Radio. This is an unexpected episode of An Evening with the Authors. I am your host, Dana Glass. As our loyal listeners know, I've been struggling with my mental health and well-being. I thought, let's go out this evening for some levity. I am here at the Attic, a stand-up comedy venue. I watched the entire show, and I can say there were some problems. Each comedian on stage did their best to entertain, and I did my best to analyze each joke they delivered and rack my brain for any problematic language or content, and I must say the list was quite long. But there was a silver lining. As I was leaving the room, I saw the gentleman sitting next to me, Marco. Hello, Marco.
How are you?
Working security with a notebook in his hand that he was studying, and I thought he did not go on stage, so he's not one of the, I don't want to say villains that were on stage this evening. That might be too strong of a word, but not a comedian, so I thought, look, we have a undiscovered writer. Let's break out the podcast equipment, make the best of this evening, and let's jump in. So, Marco, I'm going to just start with the obvious question. How long have you been writing?
Okay. I just realized now we had a grand misunderstanding.
Oh.
By the way, I just want to say to the people listening, you said Dana?
Dana Glass? Yeah, Dana Glass, yes.
This guy, I used to do security for concerts, right?
Uh-huh.
Before I was a dad.
Okay.
And, you know, it's too loud. It's too active. So,
sure.
You know, I took a job at a comedy club thinking, okay, these people are going to sit here and they're going to listen and respect these jokes. And I got to say,
yes.
Tonight,
mm-hmm.
Watching this crowd, which is, I guess, my job, or I guess this is where I landed, you were the only person who had the decency to just sit there stone-faced and not react at all and just listen to material.
Absolutely. I know, not a peep out of me.
At one point, I was like, is this guy sleeping with his eyes open? Because I was like, that's for me from security. Because I look at a show from the security point of view. I'm like, give me 100 of these guys.
Yes.
Give me 100 of these guys. I just want to give you kudos on that. But the misunderstanding is this notebook you saw me with.
Mm-hmm.
I can, like, I'm not illiterate or nothing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can, you know.
Oh, okay.
I don't mean to vent, but, like, before, so what happened today is before the show starts,
mm-hmm.
I'm just making my rounds, right? I'm just going through the club. I'm looking for, you know, you look for a cable that's out or the tip of a rug. You don't want anyone to fall, right? My best day is when nothing happens.
Right.
It's my best day. I go in the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and, you know. I don't know if you guys haven't been to the Attic. We got two bathrooms. They're unisex. Anyone can use them. But somebody had flushed a bunch of paper towels.
Oh, no.
I'm talking like a fistful of paper towels.
Okay.
Into the toilet, which I don't know. Like, there was toilet paper right there, by the way. A full
right.
roll. And it's like, who is this monster? Like, what's the point of all this? And I look down and I see this, what you were talking about, this notebook, is just sitting on the ground.
Okay.
And I realize, I don't want. What kind of language can I use on this podcast? It's public.
Technically, there is no one governing what we do. I have had coarse language on the program before.
I'm better than that, though, and I understand because the way you're looking at me right now, you're right. This a-hole.
Okay. I think that will work.
A-hole. Because that could be anything.
Okay.
Could be an apple hole.
It could be an apple hole. Maybe we should just say apple hole.
All right. Yeah, you know what?
Well, actually, the whole part. I feel like that the whole part might be derogatory.
So should I say an ass H?
An ass H. Yeah, I think that. Well, I did recently listen to a program about the origin of the insult of the A word,
okay.
Being derogatory towards the mule or donkey.
Oh, interesting. What if I call it an apple mule? You know what?
An apple mule. Okay.
I feel like, okay, this person, all right, well, you know what? What do I have to judge? You got, what do you got, like 20, 30 listeners? What do you got?
Oh, I have no way of knowing.
You have no way of knowing.
No.
Okay. So those of you listening, this person, they left a notebook, and I realized we got an open mic at 5 o'clock, right? 3 minutes. It's the longest 90 minutes. Dana, it's the longest 90 minutes of my life.
Okay.
Just watching these people go up there. And I'm realizing the person who did this from the open mic. Gotta be.
Oh.
I just, you know, I was never a cop. I never passed a test. Okay.
Okay.
But at one point.
I do support the police, by the way. I think they should be defunded.
Yeah.
And we should completely dismantle their entire system. But I do believe rules should be enforced.
I think that's a very fair position.
Mm-hmm.
I have 16 DUIs.
Oh, that's a high number.
I am glad
mm-hmm.
that those cops pulled me over.
Right.
At the same time, I drive better when I'm drunk. So, I'm just saying, I understand living a contradiction,
mm-hmm.
which it sounds like you're doing. Anyway, I get this notebook, and essentially, like, I want to know. You saw me reading it over and over again. I'm like, what kind of guy
mm-hmm.
or woman or whatever, or whatever you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, inside, outside.
Inside, outside. The,
yeah, yes.
What kind of person goes to a club and ruins the bathroom? There's only two bathrooms.
Right.
And I mean, we're serving beer, and we're serving a lot of, like, you know, there's like a queso dip.
The Cheech and Chimichangas, there's the, yeah.
I mean, these are heavily trafficked bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what kind of monster? And I've been reading through these jokes, or at least I think they're jokes. I don't know if they're confessions or jokes or slam poetry or whatever. I'm just going to give you one. Okay. So this is, people say that babies will put anything in their mouths.
Mm-hmm.
But if that were true, why have I never seen one eating pussy? Okay. Like, who's that for?
I don't know who the person who wrote this.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, and I'm going to assume that they themselves are not an infant.
I think one, and you haven't gotten to look through the whole book.
Okay.
But I think you're right.
So okay.
What I was saying earlier is, while I've never been a police officer, and I'm making those air quotes,
right.
There was a time when Indiana was a little looser
mm-hmm.
that I was a mall cop and I was allowed to carry a gun and pepper spray.
Okay.
So I was like doing cop shit.
Okay.
I was doing cop stuff.
Okay.
All the time. Like, I was just running investigations. I was interrogating
at the mall.
At the mall.
Okay.
Like, I was like, I wasn't like, I didn't want to just get like, I'm not looking for just for shoplifters
mm-hmm.
and like people leaving the trash. I'm like, I'm going to find real crimes. So I'm just saying I have some detective skills.
Okay.
And so you kind of, what you had done is you made an assumption on very little evidence, but I just wanted you to know you might be a natural detective.
Oh.
An infant did not write this.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I wasn't even thinking of solving a crime of the toilet. I guess I was more caught up in a person writing a joke about a type of person that they are not.
Right. Okay.
And so this, I believe the term is punching down. This person is punching down at infants.
If you're attacking a baby, okay, well, let's talk about that. Okay.
Okay.
You got punching up, right?
Uh-huh.
That's politicians,
uh-huh.
televangelists.
Right.
Who else? Kings, popes?
Yeah, well, okay. Catholic Church, very problematic. Yes, but religion.
That's punching up, though, right?
Yes.
The Pope?
The Pope, I guess, would be.
He lives in a golden palace.
It's true, but it may cross a line into infringing on someone's religious freedoms or expressions.
That's fair.
And this is one of the, I call these my Dana boxes, where I get in where it's like I condemn the activity of the Catholic Church,
okay.
and because they are a prevalent, powerful entity, but then also people need have right to pray.
Okay, so you're saying that if I were to take a swing at the Pope,
like a physical punch,
if I were to try to
punch the Pope.
The Pope would be, in your mind, the underdog, or would the Pope be the favorite?
Oh, well, that's
based on. I mean, my understanding is, and again,
is this elder abuse?
That's a good question too. I mean, I'm 64 years old. I mean,
okay.
I look good, but I'm 64 years
old.
Okay. I'm also like, this guy, from what I understand, the Pope has a blank checkbook. He could write. I'm not saying he would, but like, he could have me killed. The Pope could pay a man to kill me.
Certainly, yes.
He has
yes.
the money. He has the resources.
Yes, he does have the... And honestly, the church has a history of such things.
So, like, I'm talking about a literal punch. And if, by the way, I'm sitting and the Pope is standing, would I not be punching up?
Well, yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
then
yes.
we agree. Then we yeah. agree that the
if
Pope
you were sitting and the Pope was standing, you'd be punching up.
I know this, but to your point, a baby, that's as punching down as you get.
Yeah, right. It can't defend itself.
He doesn't have, you know, he can't even, like, what he doesn't have object permanence.
Right.
You know, like, he doesn't even know, he can't put a word together. And so, and also, guess what, folks? If you see a baby eating pussy, call the cops.
Right.
If you see a baby eating pussy.
That's not consensual.
That's not consensual. That baby cannot consent. So, I'm like, who's this for? Who wrote this? That's
A sick mind.
And, you know, and again, I can't stress enough. At one point, Dana, there was a comedian on stage, and Dana was just sitting there. And this comedian was doing a bunch of dirty jokes. And this comedian's getting laughs. And Dana just put his hands up like he was going to clap and then turned both out with one finger and said, no, no, no. He just right. started going, no, no, no. And
I'm disapproval.
Like, I'm like, thank you.
Silent.
Silent. No one saw it.
No one saw it.
Not a person. It's very dark in there. And you were sitting in a corner. And also you did it like kind of with your hand. Like, I'll be honest. It looked like you did not necessarily want to get caught. I just have a hawk's eye.
I wanted to condemn the actions while them not being aware.
And also you'd have zero consequences. I mean, that's how I read it. Like, I want to condemn this action, mm-hmm. but I want to have zero consequences right. for having an opinion.
I'm actually a little surprised that you saw it, but you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why you're there.
I spent a little time in the military.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So, like, let me tell you, even now we're in this empty club mm-hmm. right now. I have noticed four things that could go wrong in a Final Destination type way.
Oh,
that
no.
Someone could get hurt. Do you know the movies, The Final Destination?
I am aware of the film franchise, yes.
Where that's a thing, like, it's like a Rube Goldberg, right? And, like, just, like, you know, oh, there's an empty plug and the tea kettle's on. And all of a sudden, some guy's, like, burning up from kerosene and he falls into a dumpster.
Right.
Right. I'm not saying I'm, like, a precog or anything, okay. like, from Minority Report. Okay. I love movies, by the way. But I can see, so I saw you, but my point being, what is my point? My point being is, I have been on this journey since I found this notebook, because I used to just come in here and go, this is just what I got to do to pay the bills, okay? I don't have any skills. My wife left me. We were on vacation in Montreal. She met a guy at the cheese factory, just a waiter, and I could see it, like, literally happen right in front of me, and she never came home, so I got an 8-year-old at home. So now, my thing is, I can't go out and do these rock concerts, which I didn't like anyway, but I'm going to work at this comedy attic. But my point is, I used to just think of this job as a place I had to go to earn a living,
mm-hmm.
and now I got this notebook, and to that point you had about, like, big thought, I'm having existential questions about why. Like, what's so funny? Like, what's so funny about anything? You know what I mean?
Right. I find humor in almost nothing.
I think you're right. I never laugh when I come here.
Well, what would you laugh about?
Here's something I might laugh about. Like, if you see a dog, like, I got a dog at home, and if mm-hmm. it wakes up suddenly and runs into a screen door.
Okay.
I might laugh at that.
In this scenario, the dog was not injured.
Oh, okay. So that's your line then. This dog was messed up.
Okay.
This dog was messed up real bad. The point being is, that's just like a natural occurrence. Like, sometimes stuff can happen naturally. Mm-hmm. I don't laugh out loud or nothing, but, like, inside I'm like,
acknowledgement of the humor. Like, I acknowledge that Paula Poundstone is a comedic.
I thought you were going to say tall.
Well, yes. Yeah, Paula Poundstone is tall, and I was going to say broad. That may be the shoulder pads. I'm not sure.
I'll be honest with you, because Paula has come through here.
Oh.
And no one has ever seen her without that jacket. So for all we know, you might have, like, a pipe cleaner with a big head on it, and this jacket is just... But again, I don't think that... It's what I said about when I had that mall job about being a detective.
Mm-hmm.
Don't assume nothing, right? Guy goes into Hot Topic. He might not be some goth creep.
Mm-hmm.
He might be a pedophile looking for kids.
Oh.
You know? Like, I'm just saying, you can't assume nothing until you got the full story. And so,
or you can assume anything.
It's interesting. I guess you could go on a million tangents about the possibilities of something. That seems like more work for me.
But if you want to be sure that they were not a pedophile going into Hot Topic, it would probably be worth investigating, even if there was little to no evidence.
Oof, that kind of, you know, in a way, that takes me back, and I'm just thinking about all these grown men I watched go into Hot Topic, and I did nothing. I mean, And they, like, they had big, bulky bags with them, empty bags. Like,
large pants.
Like, yeah, just a lot of things that I'm like, but you know what? I don't have the whole story.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to let this happen. And sometimes you'd hear someone squeal from inside the store. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know if that's not, like, you know, these kids, they do that yeesh thing, which my kid does that with TikTok. I'm like, how do I know that noise isn't just some way two kids are trying to communicate?
Yeah, or they're so excited about a Hello Kitty belt, or
like they yell, get off of me, because they're so excited. They yell, get off of me. Yeah, right. I mean, and I was also always interested in bigger mysteries. Like this, this to me.
Like The Notebook, yeah.
This Notebook. Just to move on. This is something someone wrote down. And they had a purpose for it. And mm-hmm. I caught my friend having sex with a bunch of horses. That's gross already.
Man. Yeah,
that's gross. It's nice to finally see them in a stable relationship. What does that even? How would you be in a stable like if it's a bunch of horses? One, there's a name for that. I don't know what it is.
Are there a herd of horses?
No, I mean the idea of having sex with horses.
Oh, that would be bestiality.
Okay, that's it. Yes. You nailed it.
Yeah. But this would also be like
but
a
it's
large...
also technically a herd.
But like, these horses cannot consent.
Let me ask you this, though. I heard a story once.
Okay.
I had a buddy, and he had a drinking problem. So put that into like the register.
And if you're calling somebody's drinking a drinking problem with the amount of DUIs.
Yeah. By the way, I know considering that, you know, over a dozen DUIs, that was just every time I drank over a period of 6 years. But I had not drank any other time during those 6 years.
Just every time you drank, you
I get
got
real
a DUI.
I'm like I felt like I know how to drive now. So like just not
did
that
you drive other times outside of
no.
drinking only driving
no,
when you drink
no that's the other part that always costs a lot of I would I say borrow other people say I would steal cars of relatives. Do you ever hear of south of the border? It's right on the I think the border of North Carolina and South Carolina.
Okay.
It's just a big sombrero and like okay. as you're crossing over and it's like a little town and they sell like tchotchke and, okay. and they have like a candle shop and stuff.
A candle shop. Okay.
Anytime I would get drunk, and I don't know why, I would get this like urge to drive to south of the border.
Oh.
And sometimes it would be days, like depending on where I was in the country.
So you're only drinking in an instance, but that instance could last for days.
Yeah. So, and I would always be drinking because like something good happened in my life.
Celebratory.
A celebratory drink. And then I would get drunk and I get it in my head that I needed to go to south of the border and just look around. Like, and that's the thing too. I always had this idea of like, don't go there and buy a bunch of stuff you're not going to use. Like, don't buy a sombrero. Don't buy a blanket. Like, mm-hmm. So, like, that was part of it. Be like, you're going to go there. You're going to drive there. But you're not going to spend a bunch of money
right.
on stuff you don't need.
Right.
And then I would steal a relative's car. I would stay drunk. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it would be days. I would be caught driving to South. I never got there once. I never got there once. I got real close where I could see the sombrero
mm-hmm.
from a distance. And I was like, you guys are killing me. Because I've never been there. That's the thing. I saw it on a Travel Channel show. And I was like, what is this place? Why would they even do this? It's not near Mexico or nothing. The point being, this joke. So this guy catches his friend. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't say how many of his friends.
Yeah. It's true.
It's friends. There's not a gender assigned to the friends, which
I
can appreciate
that. I think that was progressive. But also, like, I think you're right that the joke is that horses live in a stable.
Yes.
But you got to understand when you read the joke out loud, it sounds like you're talking
mm-hmm.
about stability, like
right.
a healthy relationship. And
yes.
that is not this.
No, that is not what this is. This is, if anything, it's Oof. Predatory.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I forgot about me. I got on this big tangent. My friend, who's also an alcoholic, uh-huh. I guess that's the first time I ever said I was an alcoholic.
Oof,
that felt pretty good.
Okay.
Because you don't have to
drink
all the time.
Progress.
Okay. He said he was...
I did drink half of one of the beverages that I bought this evening. I hope that doesn't trigger you to fall off the... I poured the rest out.
Okay. Where'd you pour it out?
Just under the table.
Anyway, my buddy, he's at the San Diego Zoo, and some guy, like trying to impress his kids or whatever, or just maybe he has a mental illness, I don't know, jumps over the rail at the monkey cages, right?
Oh, okay.
And the way my friend described it, he's like, these monkeys were like, seem like good time monkeys. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, they're just kind of, they seem like they were playing a little grab ass. No big deal.
Okay.
And this guy Pants are shucked like a husk of corn.
Oh, no.
Gets fisted by a monkey.
In an orifice.
A monkey goes right up his, you know, his apple.
Okay, yes.
Right up his apple. And then that guy's charged with assaulting that monkey.
If anything, the monkey should be charged.
Right, but you made a point earlier that an animal cannot consent.
I guess that's where we're talking about the cognitive abilities of the monkey. Right. If it doesn't know what it's doing, it's just acting on its monkey. So I suppose the man should be charged for invading the environment.
Trespassing.
Of it. Okay.
But to me, though, I'm with you. That monkey knew what he was doing.
Now, it sounds like that he had an agenda.
I mean, there's three steps to it. Like, it's one thing if a monkey, like, gouges your eye out.
Right.
He's like, he doesn't know what's going on.
Defending himself. He's confused.
He had to unbuckle a pair of pants.
Mm-hmm.
He had to shuck him down. He had to get a guy in position. He knew there was a place his hand could go.
Right. I'm assuming there was some sort of resistance being put forward.
This guy said this guy fought like a mule. This guy fought like a mule. Not 1 second was this guy on board. From what my friend said, it took him like 8 minutes.
Oh, my.
Oh, I pay to see this. This guy, yeah, he just fought. Like, he said, this guy's dripping in sweat. Like, he just gave everything. Yo, monkeys are strong. Monkeys are twice of us.
Right, sure.
My point, man, this joke, like, what's the point of it? Like, what's the point of, like, if you saw your friend doing something like that, like, what's the point of acting like it's a positive thing?
No, and then telling people about it. If anything, you should be going to the authorities or the owner of this farm.
Right. If it's true.
If it's even true. We don't even know if this is true.
The more we talk about it, I'm starting to think this was just some weird manifestation, like, just for the purposes of the joke.
Yeah, right. It could be a fabrication, a sick fabrication. And I am going into the detective mode, and I'm thinking about the performers that I saw this evening.
Okay.
And I'm thinking specifically of 1 to 5 Caucasian male identifying or male presenting performers wearing blue jeans and those hooded sweatshirts with zippers.
Very popular.
I can recall, I am believing it was 1 to 5 making references to either sexual acts or at least self-pleasure.
So much of that.
So I don't know if we narrow things down to those 1 to 5 male presenting Caucasians or...
But to be fair, you're talking about, when you say 1 to 5,
right?
That was all the comics on the.
That is true. Yes,
so
it was
just,
all
fair,
1 to 5.
You narrowed down.
Yeah, that is
entire,
true.
Every single comic tattoo. And by the way, we don't even know. Maybe this is some jack off can't get on stage.
Oh, the profile that's being built here.
This was one, and this is going to help with the mystery. My wife is upset. Okay, because I'm always begging her to eat my ass.
Mm.
Okay, that's the first. So this is where we start. This is where we start. Okay.
Yeah, this is not a good start.
And it goes, she keeps asking for an anal mint. I'm sorry. I meant to say annulment.
I understand the confusion.
Okay.
I'm not condoning this.
Okay.
But I'm understanding the confusion if he is enticing his wife to consume his apple, then when she says annulment that he could miss here because he's thinking about anal pleasure.
Her breath's terrible is what he's thinking. But why would it be an anal? Well, maybe I want to hear your theory, because in my theory, that's where the joke falls apart.
Okay.
Is if you ate apple,
mm-hmm.
the last thing you want is an anal mint. You want like peppermints.
Right. You would assume that the mint, like why would you want more of the flavor?
That's just going to be more of that flavor. And then, like, he's just burying the lead. This guy's getting divorced. He's ruined his life.
Right.
I mean, you're burying the lead, pal. Because, you know, my wife, I might have mentioned it. I was in Montreal.
The Cheesecake Factory.
Okay, so
you did mention this,
honestly, I black out.
Were any of the men on stage, were any of them married? But I guess this gentleman wouldn't have be married anymore.
Well, that's the point. Like, and again, I'm going to put this out there. Is this even true?
It may not be true, because I recall every single performer this evening talking about being on Tinder or other
100%.
Dating apps.
And did you notice all these guys, all they do is they talk about wanking the jacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? All they talk about is being on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're always doing this thing where they're like, this happened to me yesterday. But then they come back a week later, tell the same story and say it happened yesterday. So
it's ingenuine.
Yeah.
And most likely not the truth.
If it happened twice, you should mention that because it would help the story. So I'm thinking it's not true.
Yes.
Like if it happened yesterday and twice, that would be amazing. But me, I just think, like, I don't know. It's like, aren't you supposed to be going up there and talking about stuff that's happened?
They should be saying, on September the 17th of last year, I was at a grocery store.
This sounds like a great joke.
Then followed by something humorous about the selection of mangoes or...
All right. Yeah, I think you got a good... I think you got something.
No. Me?
I'm just saying, like, right now, as someone who has not enjoyed one act here, it's like, one, you put me in a place, like you put me in a specific date, and you put me in a grocery store.
Right.
And then, you know, like, it did sound like you were, I don't know, like, there is an open mic here every day at 5 o'clock. I would love to see more of what you're doing.
Okay.
Which is just a cataloging of facts.
I'd never told a joke before. And look at me now.
You killed it, by the way.
Wow.
You killed it. Wow. Well, at least if you had, you know, when I said I wanted 100 Danas?
Uh-huh.
And if you had 100 Makos out there, everyone nodding together, like that might even make a sound if you have 100 people doing it at once.
Hopefully not too loud of one.
Because then you lose your concentration. But I guess the point is, I'm all for, like, exploring stuff and, like, finding some truth on stage. But, like, this notebook, this nonsense. Okay, last one, because I got to close the place up. My mom's new husband has a daughter who never treated her UTI.
Oh.
So now I have a stepsis with sepsis. I mean, what is it even?
Why share the personal information?
That's her business.
That's her business.
That's her business.
Mm.
And by the way, it feels like you're blaming her. Like, maybe she didn't know. Like,
how does this person know if she doesn't even know?
Also, I mean, you realize how bad a UTI, you know, because I got a niece who deals with this stuff. There's a bigger... If you let a UTI become sepsis...
Yes, that's... I don't...
That's like 2 years.
Yeah, that's a difficult problem and not something to joke about.
No.
Obviously.
And I would... To your point, what is there to joke? Like...
No.
Let's not joke about nothing.
No.
Let's not...
I mean, mangoes is even...
Like, if you were like, you want to hear a joke about mangoes or you want to hear a joke about nothing?
You say nothing.
Door number two.
Yeah. Yeah. We've now seen and heard... several just offensive and terrible jokes out of this book.
A monster wrote these jokes.
A monster wrote this. They clogged your toilet. They wrote horrific jokes that they may have intention of taking on stage and saying to the public.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what's so scary about it. It's like a serial killer's diary here.
I think the only thing that we can do here is use our position to make change. If not for comedy in general worldwide.
Well, how many people are going to hear this?
I guess before finding out that, I need to figure out how to upload them.
Oh, so you're just sitting on a bunch of these.
Yeah, I had an intern.
Okay.
But that's not an option at the moment. So, yeah, quite a few. Yeah, a large backlog, yes.
I just want to leave the folks with one more thing from me.
Okay.
Which is, I don't know if one of you are going to hear this. I don't know if 10 million people are going to hear this.
Yeah. Okay. Somewhere in between.
Yeah. So you think that's a fair gauge of like
one to 10 million?
Okay.
I'd say so.
All right. Fair enough. That gives me at least some sense.
Yeah, ballpark.
I had never done an interview before, and you listen.
You've done great, by the way.
Oh, thanks, man.
Really opened up.
Oh, thanks. I feel like good about myself right now, which is not common.
I still feel terrible about myself, but that's not your burden.
But you've done a bunch of these, so this can't work as some panacea for you no more.
Right.
My only thing I'd say is, if you heard this and you see me, and I'm pulling in to south of the border, and maybe I'm swerving a little bit, don't be a hero and call the cops. That's it.
Oh, well, Marco,
don't be a hero.
I appreciate this. This definitely went down a path I was not expecting. I want to thank you. I do think we should burn this notebook.
I feel like we did something for real here.
Yeah, we're changing the landscape of comedy. That might be cause for celebration. Okay, I'm going to end this, and we'll see where the night takes us.
I'm heading to the bar.
Okay, you go to the bar. That was Marco, the security guard, and I am Dana Glass. Thank you for spending an evening with the authors. Good night.